विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजक आचार्य अष्टोदश श्री श्रीमद ऐसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजक आचार्य अष्टोदश श्री श्रीमद भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती को स्वामी प्रभुपाद की निताई अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की नामाचार्य हृदय ठाकुर की श्री प्रेम से कहो जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासिदि गौर भक्त वृंद की जय श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरी गोवर्धन की जय। जय गंगा माई यमुना माई की जय। तुलसी देवी वृंदे देवी की जय। मथुरा वृंदावन धाम की जय। नवदीप मायापुर धाम की जय। जगन पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जय। निताय गौर परमानंदे ऑल ग्लोरिस्ट असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरिस्ट असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरिस्ट असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरिस्ट श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरंग। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो फोर्थ चैप्टर 8 टेक्स्ट 35 ध्रुव महाराज लीव्स होम. ध्रुव उवाच सोयम समो भगवता सुख दुख हत आत्मनाम दर्शितः कृपया पुंसाम दुर्दर्शो अस्मिन् द्विधस्तु यः. ध्रुव उवाच सोयम समो भगवता सुख दुख हत आत्मनाम दर्शितः कृपया पुंसाम दुर्दर्शो अस्माद् विधेस्तु यः. ध्रुव उवाच सोयम समो भगवता सुख दुख हत आत्मनाम दर्शितः कृपया पुंसाम दुर्दर्शो अस्मद्विधस्तु यः. सोयम समो भगवता सुख दुख हत आत्मनाम दर्शितः कृपया पुंसाम दुर्दर्शोऽस्मद्विधस्तु यः. उवाच सोऽयं समो भगवता सुखदुःखहदात्मनां कृपया पुंसां दुर्दर्शोऽस्मद्विधस्तु यः. माताजीस उवाच सोयम समो भगवता सुख दुख हत आत्मनाम दर्शितः कृपया पुंसाम दुर्दर्शो अस्मद्विधस्तु यः. ध्रुव उवाच सोयम समो भगवता सुख दुख हत आत्मनाम दर्शितः कृपया पुंसाम दुर्दर्शो अस्मद्विधस्तु यः. वर्ड टू वर्ड मीनिंग. ध्रुव उवाच ध्रुव महाराज सेड सह दैट अयम दिस समह इक्विलिब्रियम ऑफ माइंड भगवता बाय योर लॉर्डशिप सुख दुख हैप्पीनेस एंड मिजरीज हत आत्मनाम दोज हु आर अफेक्टेड दर्शितः सोन कृपया बाय मर्सी पुंसाम ऑफ द पीपल दुर्दर्शः वेरी डिफिकल्ट टू परसीव अस्माद्विधे बाय पर्सन्स लाइक अस टू बट यह वॉट एवर यू हैव सेड. ध्रुव महाराज सेड माय डियर लॉर्ड सॉरी ट्रांसलेशन एंड प्रपोर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्ति विदान स्वामी प्रभुपाद. ध्रुव महाराज सेड माय डियर लॉर्ड नारद जी फॉर अ पर्सन हुज हार्ट इज डिस्टर्ब बाय द मटीरियल कंडीशन ऑफ हैप्पीनेस एंड डिस्ट्रेस वट एवर यू हैव सो काइंडली एक्सप्लेन फॉर अटेनमेंट ऑफ पीस ऑफ माइंड इज सर्टनली अ वेरी गुड इंस्ट्रक्शन बट एज फार एज आई एम कंसर्न I am covered by ignorance and this kind of philosophy does not touch my heart. There are various classes of men. One class is called Akamis, referring to those who have no material desire. Desire must exist, either material or spiritual. Material desire arises when one wants to satisfy one's personal senses. One who is ready to sacrifice anything to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead can be said to have spiritual desire. Dhruva did not accept the instruction given by the great saint Narad because he thought himself unfit for such instruction, which prohibited all material desires. It is not a fact, however, that those who have material desires are prohibited from worshipping Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is the essential instruction from the life of Dhruva. He frankly admitted that his heart was full of material desires. He was very much affected by the cruel words of his stepmother. Whereas those who are spiritually advanced do not care about anyone's condemnation or adoration. In Bhagavad Gita, it is said that persons who are actually advanced in spiritual life do not care for the dual behavior of this material world. But Dhruva Maharaj frankly admitted that he was not beyond the affliction of material distress or happiness. He was confident that the instruction given by Narada was valuable, yet he could not attempt to accept it. The question raised here is whether or not a person afflicted by material desire is fit to worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The answer is that everyone is fit to worship Him, even if one has many material desires to fulfill. He should take to Krishna consciousness and worship the Supreme Lord Krishna, who is so merciful that He fulfills everyone's desires. Though this narration, it will become very clear that no one is barred from worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead, even if one has many material desires. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupah Kadamahiyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Ruta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Rugnathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamsha हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकांत राधाकांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये पंचाकल्पतरूभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमां विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामीनिति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदी गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे. So we welcome all the devotees for today's Srimad Bhagavatam, morning Srimad Bhagavatam class. And I seek all the blessings of all the assembled devotees so that I can speak something for my own purification and your enlightenment or your pleasure. So here in purport, the Prabhupada mentions one point which is describes the whole life of the Dhruva Maharaj. So what is the life of Dhruva Maharaj? Those who have material desires are not prohibited from worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This lessons we clearly get from the life of Dhruva Maharaj, because at the end we see the transformation from a distressed and afflicted person to become a humble devotee who never desires anything wrong to any other person. That transformation happens by the person who performs the mixed kind of devotional service. Ashtang yoga mixed with the chanting of name, worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and other limbs are put together. But what to speak of a devotee person who is performing pure devotional service, where he will land up and what is his consciousness while practicing and after practicing or achieving success. This is a difference we see in the other paths also. So basically Prabhupada mentions that Dhruva Maharaj means a person, a life of determination. It signifies Dhruva Maharaj means a life of determination. At the fag end, or you can say in the beginning of his life, nobody thinks of achieving Supreme Personality of Godhead or having a desire that kind of what Dhruva Maharaj had. So in this connection I can narrate one thing is like there are many people or many children in today's society have goals or they are heroes that we want to become like some cricket star, some film star, some business magnate or become the wealthiest person in the world, become the richest person in the world, become most famous, most artistic, most beautiful. But no one desires to achieve that which the Dhruva Maharaj has achieved in his 5 years of age. So in this lifetime they are trying to get something in, become top in their city, in their gully, in their state, sometimes in their country. But Dhruva Maharaj is such that he tries to overpower even the Brahma. That is his determination and goal. And I think so that the whole world put together, what is their ambition? Is Dhruva Maharaj itself has, one person had that kind of ambition. So nobody tries to surpass the Brahma. Even the Hiranyakashipu kind of person, they Hiranyakashipu, Hiranyaksha and Raman, this Vedic personality is mentioned in the Bhagavatam, they tries to take the shelter of the Brahma, not to surpass the Brahma, but the surrender to Brahma and get something out of him. But here Dhruva Maharaj, on the contrary, thinking of how to surpass the Brahma and go beyond him. So this is the kind of mentality he has. That's why no wonder that he achieves the success in within a 6 months. So many people, when they come newly to Krishna consciousness, they have ideas like they, when they come to Krishna consciousness, they see some senior devotees, I want to become like him in very short time span of time. But as they gradually evolve, they realize that, my God, this is far off. Even if I become two steps down to him, or they look some devotee who is serving under him, it is better. But after some times, when the month has passed, now the 6 month or year passes, then they realize, oh, that is also very high. So they choose somebody else. And they finally, in this way, they gradually change their role models in their life, and they understand that, oh, I am so fallen, I need not have to become, I am worse than a karmi. So this is one way the devotees are thinking. This is a clear indication that this devotee, what material aspiration he had in the beginning, that is fading away gradually by the process of practicing devotional service. Although externally there is no symptom that he has developed two wings or two extra arms, or he is beautified, become more beautiful, or he become from fat to thin or thin to fat. This external manifestation will not be seen. Nobody can adjust the devotee by seeing his bodily symptoms. But his consciousness gradually changes and he evolves in his devotional circle. Same has been seen in the life of Dhruva Maharaj. So I was talking about what Dhruva Maharaj achieved within a span of the 6 months. But there are personalities who achieve the lotus feet of the Lord in less time. The one character who always abased me is Dhritarashtra. It is said that when Vidura chastised him heavily, like he said that you are eating the remnants thrown by Bhima, who is killer of your own son. You are living here like a dog. You should go away. Your teeth has fallen. So in this kind of heavy words he spoke to him after coming back from his tour. Then Dhritarashtra left with determination. But he practiced mystic yoga and within he burned his own body. And he, whatever he achieved, only he knows. But he achieved the perfection in some way. So which is very difficult to achieve. So this is the condition of person who happened to kind of, we see something mentioned about the Vaishnava Aparadha in Mahabharata or other scriptures by Dhritarashtra and his company and his sons put together. But not everything they did to Pandavas mentioned in the scriptures also. The Pandavas lived such a long time, and every day there was plan. They were scheming how to kill them, how to destroy them, how to defame them, how to overpower them. This kind of things were happening throughout their life. But still this kind of person achieves, just by the mercy of devotee, such a high position. He also gets free from the entanglement of the material life or so-called birth and death. Repeated birth and death. This is one example. Other example is Chitraketu Maharaj. By the instruction of Narada Muni, he worships the Lord Sankarsan. And he also achieves the perfection within a short span of time, a week, he sees the lotus feet of Lord and gets birth, and he continues to glorify him and travels like Narada Muni. Although Narada Muni is self-sufficient, he travels in the planet airplane with all his inhabitants and other people. And he continuously glorifies the Lord everywhere, wherever he goes. These two people are the example. They achieve the success in a very short span. But there are other examples also in the life where the people, we can see the Hiranyakashipu performs such a austere life or tapasya for such a long time to see Lord Brahma. And what he achieved, it is mentioned that Prahlad Maharaj was 5th year the Lord appears. He performs such a severe austerities for a long, long time, which was encroaching or heating, just burning up practically to the Swarga. But this person, when comes and his time to enjoy, what happens? Within 5 years of span, he is destroyed with all his benediction and other things. When Prahlad Maharaj was 5 years old, till the time he comes back, Prahlad Maharaj didn't take birth. He comes back, rules, and then Prahlad Maharaj takes birth. And when he was 5 years old, he starts ostracizing and atrocities in the whole world. Then within 5 years of age, Lord Narasimha appears and tears him apart. So the benediction taken by Hiranyakashipu didn't save him. It is mentioned in the Shastras, when he used to look in one direction, the demigod standing folded with a folded hand, they used to shiver in the heavenly planets that what he is going to do next, we don't know. So such was the power of Hiranyakashipu. But he was destroyed in such a short time. Similarly, other person we see, not the demoniac, but he wanted to become a Brahma Rishi. Just example of, he performed the tapasya or austerities for the 60,000 years. Example is our Vishwamitra. He was king. He had rivalry with Brahmana. And he wanted, by seeing the power of the Brahmana, he wanted to become Brahman now. So among this, he is the highest Brahman, is called Brahma Rishi. So he himself wanted to become the Brahma Rishi. He performed austerities for 60,000 years, but he couldn't achieve that success. But just by the surrendering or serving the lotus feet of the Lord Ramchandra, or be specifically, just by uniting Mother Sita with the Lord Ramchandra, he achieved the perfection, or engaged in the devotional service and achieved the perfection in his life. Another example mentioned is in the Shastra is Ramayana, that the Ravan and his siblings, they perform very austerities, severe austerities, up to the extent that he wanted to cut his head and put in the sacrificial fire. 9 times he did this. And the 10 times Lord Brahma comes and gives benediction. He was also spared by, because of his austerities, he got a lot of benedictions from the Brahma, but still he could not please the others. And he was also destroyed by the Lord. So these people performing severe austerities for a long time, but there is no opulence they can get, or for a long time they can rule or enjoy that opulence or benediction, effect of the benediction which they got from the Brahma or any other demigod. But here we see in the life of Dhruva Maharaj, he performed austerities at the beginning of his life in 5 years of age for a 6 month, and after that he gets the benediction that you will have no rival in the whole world. You will be the supreme ruler in the whole world. Nobody can come and conquer you. Second benediction the Lord gives, that you will rule for 36,000 years. Now you are envious of your stepmother and stepbrother. Because of them you are afflicted with so much suffering. They will also be destroyed. And you will be Swarat, independent. Not only this, after the end of your life, you will come back to my spiritual abode, where I live, and you will become the ruler of that planet also. We never hear anybody, these people in the Vedic history, they try to conquer the Lord, defeat the Lord, or kill the Lord. But by loving the Lord, one devotee is able to defeat him easily, or conquer him easily. If they would have known it, they would have better instead of hating the Lord, they would have conquered the Lord with the love and achieved the whatever they wanted in their life. They miss that. Maybe they have not heard the Vedic scripture that time. So 6 month austerities and such a long duration of ruling, and after that now still the higher position than the person who gives the benediction to the whole world, or the first person in the world. So Dhruva planet is still there and we see it, and Dhruva Maharaj is still ruling that planet. So I would like to speak on the topic that leaving home for leaving home. This L-E-A-V-I-N-G to L-I-V-I-N-G. So when I was child, or suppose in 94, I was 8 or 9 years old. So I used to stay with my maternal aunt. So in vacation, I used to stay with my father for a few days, or sometimes a week or so. So I was staying with my father. At that time, my father was out. My brother, I did something and he hit me, like slapped me. Elder brother. So in that age, I thought that I will leave home now. So there is nothing, I don't want to stay. My father is not here, you are beating me, I will go back. So I came to station. I was very scared where to go. Trains are coming and passing. I was not able to decide what to do. So in this way, night 11 o'clock something like, and then I slept on the platform. And then so when I woke up, I woke up at home and my brother gave me tea and pav and said, eat and don't go anywhere. So, but when the Dhruva Maharaj decided, he went to his mother, and his mother is saying that you leave home. And he, when the person meets him and guides him with such a status as Narada Muni, he is asking him, please go home. When you rule, enjoy the world, and after that we have sufficient maturity, then you come to the forest, because to attain the Lord is very difficult. So many people have tried in the past, but they were not able to achieve. So many people are continuous trying, but they are not able to achieve. So many people have died in this process without achieving the lotus feet of the Lord. But at the 5 years of age, which is meant for playing and not by getting affected by the honor and dishonor of the words of your stepmother, you go home, leave your life, and when you develop sufficient maturity, come back and try to achieve what you are trying to do now, for the lotus feet of the Lord, or meet the Lord in one sense. But the Dhruva Maharaj is such a determination that he decides, no, I will continue. If you want to help me, you help me. Otherwise, don't stand in between my way. You keep aside, I will go and find my path, my own. Seeing the determination of this boy of a 5 years age, then Dhruva Narada Muni guided him, and eventually he achieves whatever he wanted to achieve in his life. So basically we learn in the determination of the Dhruva Maharaj one lesson, that sometimes as a practicing devotee we also experience that before action it comes always a thought. Because of our conditioning, always there is second thought of sense gratification. Because we are staying in the community of devotee, with the devotee, in association of devotees, so many people are trying to help us, reminding us for the Krishna consciousness. So whenever we get opportunity to perform any limb of devotional service, there is always other thought that let me enjoy, or let me do it later, this devotion service, but enjoy these things. But the protection comes in the form of the second thought. Whenever there is thought of sense gratification, immediately it is followed by the second thought of, no, it is not right. Who, our guru, what he will think? We are staying in a community of devotees. What if the devotees know what they will think? If they see me in this condition, what Prabhupada will think, who has performed so much austerities just to give Krishna consciousness to the whole world? He has created this community or home where the whole world is living. What they will think, what the acharyas will think. But still, when this help comes through our Chaitya Guru or by the hearing of other devotees, but still, because of our conditioning, we fall trap and again go back to reject this thought and again go to thought which was previously over the sense gratification or our conditioned life. But if we have a determination, we can gradually reduce the number of occurrences of or falling trap to this sense gratificatory thoughts, then to falling in trap of Krishna consciousness or spiritual activities. Gradually it can be reduced by the practice. Sometimes in a day we can reduce from 10 times to 8, 9, 7, 6, 5. So till the body is there, the second thought will always be there of Krishna consciousness. But always, if the Krishna consciousness become prominent, thoughts of Krishna consciousness becomes prominent, still the second thought of sense gratification will always be there till the body is there, because of our conditioning. But the number and our action can be reduced. Occurrences of these numbers and following these actions can be reduced by deliberate practice of this followers of Krishna consciousness activities or devotional services or staying in association with devotees. There are, in the purport, Prabhupada mentions that there is no bar to a person who has material desires that he also can surrender to Krishna or come to Krishna consciousness, and gradually by coming to Krishna consciousness his material desires will also be fulfilled. So Dhruva Maharaj is classical example for it, that he comes with the thought that I will get the position higher than the Brahma. In the next two verses he mentions that I want a position better than the position of Brahma, my great grandfather. So in that, this connection, Prabhupada is mentioning that akamo sarma kamo va moksha kamo udaridhi tivrena bhakti yogena yajeta purushah param. One who has no desires or is full of desires, or he desires moksha, all these people are welcomed in the Krishna consciousness. In Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, just translate this Sanskrit shloka, where the, in the fifth canto, Lord mentioned that, he writes that Swacharanamrita diya Vishaya Bhulaiva. Krishna mentioned that ki, even this kind of people, all these three category of people, if comes to me, still by giving the affection or taste of my lotus feet or my devotional service, activities of devotional service, by giving the taste of that, I will make sure that these people will forget that. He never said that I will not fulfill or I will fulfill. He keeps it as it is, but he said that they will forget their desires. This is still ambiguous that whether Krishna fulfills or not. But the seeing the I think that by seeing the qualification of the person and determination and desires, here in the case of Dhruva Maharaj, he fulfills. But other devotees' case, whatever is beneficial, Krishna is ready to do. In that cases, he may fulfill or he may not fulfill the desires of devotee. But he will do the needful, whatever is beneficial for the devotee to come close to Krishna consciousness or to Krishna, he will do the need, Krishna is ready to do that. So in that, the moksha kama is devotees are like those jnanis or living the practitioners of austerities or jnana marga or other marga. Those who desire, but their desires are gradually fulfilled if they practice their paths of jnana marga or ashtanga marga with the limbs of bhakti. Eventually they will also come to path of Krishna consciousness, because there is no inactivity which jnanis or other people tries to achieve by practice of Krishna consciousness. And Krishna consciousness is constant activity, so they cannot be situated in an inactive state and called a devotee. They cannot be become achieve liberation and not be engaged in devotional service. So these people will gradually be transformed or brought to Krishna consciousness by from stages of Shanta Bhakti to Prema Bhakti. So in the Shastra, so we have seen these people also have hope, those who have full of desire or desiring of liberation. And devotees' examples is like, just like we have seen the example of, as our topic is, the many devotees are in the Bhagavatam living home without any attachment or regret to achieve the lotus feet of the Lord. Amongst them is, we can see from the first canto it starts with the Narada Muni, after death of his mother, he is living home remembering the instructions of given by Bhakti Vedantis, and he travels all around and he sees the Lord, and Lord appears and says that In this time, Lord appears and again disappears. Then Narada Muni becomes very distressed. He again and again tries to focus on the same form of the Lord, and the Lord gives him message that in this life you will not be able to see me again, but your life, this life will be your last life, and you will achieve the perfection in this very lifetime. So this example, Narada Muni lives and eventually he practices and achieve perfection. The second example is Parikshit Maharaj. Being the cursed by Brahmana boy, as soon as he hears the news, he enthrones his son on the enthrones his son and gives him a charge, and he immediately leaves the kingdom to achieve perfection in the, for the association of devotees. He sits on the banks of the Ganges and hears Srimad Bhagavatam. Because of him, now we are, because Parikshit Maharaj left home and he heard the Bhagavatam, now today we have privilege to hear the Bhagavatam from the sages and sadhus. So because we are grateful for to him also, because of his leaving home, now many people are not have to leave their homes to achieve the actual home of Supreme Personality of Godhead. Secondly, we hear the, in the incident of the first canto only, when the when Duryodhana chastises Vidura, at that time Vidura sees that the illusory energy of the Lord is working on Duryodhana, and he sees the opportunity. So far he was longing for this opportunity for years and years, that I, because of this politics and other things, Mahabharata, I was not able to visit holy places and meet Krishna and hear from the sages. Now he sees the opportunity, and within a moment he decides, and giving up his bow and arrow, he leaves for Tirthyatra. So he also leaves the home in one sense, or kingdom, a palace, to achieve the lotus feet of the Lord, and starts traveling and hearing from the sages. It is mentioned in the Bhagavatam that there was a no time that he cloths, his cloths dried up for a moment. So one place to another, one place to another, he was hearing and taking deep in one holy place to another holy place. That's how he traveled around and eventually came back and delivered Dhritarashtra, and he also went away again within a moment. So this first canto, and similarly there are examples of people who came out of the home from with sakama motives, get trained up, just like in the Bhagavatam, Daksha Pitapati, he sends his sons to get trained up or perform the austerities for their purification, so that they can be become the qualified rulers or progenitors. But in between seeing their qualification, uncontaminated heart and devotion, the Narada Muni becomes affectionate to them, and he gives them analogy, allegory, by which is they can decode, and after that they realize that there is no point in respecting their words of their father and going back and becoming ruler, and eventually they will have to do the same activity, leave home and try to achieve the perfection. So they have opportunity now and they can leave home. They do not go back home. So in this way, Haryashwas lived, and similarly same thing happens with Savalashwas. The Savalashwas also came the same spot. They met Narada Muni, and the Narada Muni said, a great person follows the what their seniors have done. So you also follow the path of your brothers. They also hears and understand, and they didn't go back home. And eventually they perform devotional service and they achieve the perfection in their life. So this way, every canto of Bhagavatam speaks about the people leaving home and achieving the perfection of the Lord. But there are people who left home for a sakam motive also. Just like two contrasting features are there in two people almost living with the same purpose, but end result was quite different. The one is Kardama Muni, another is Daksha. Daksha was appointed as a progenitor. Before procreation, he wanted to see the Lord and take his blessing to fulfill what he has been asked to do, So he performed such a severe austerities for the 10,000 years. And then eventually Lord appears, he offers Hamsa Guhya prayers, एंड द लॉर्ड गिव्स बेनेडिक्शंस. जय श्री श्री राधा वृंदावन बिहारी भगवान की, जय श्री गौरांग महाप्रभु की, जय. सो दक्ष कम्स बैक आफ्टर गेटिंग बेनेडिक्शन फ्रॉम द लॉर्ड एंड ही स्टार्ट्स रूलिंग. बट लेटर ऑन ही एंड्स अप ऑफेंडिंग द नारद मुनि, अ ग्रेट डिवोटी ऑफ द लॉर्ड, बिकॉज ऑफ द पास्ट इफेक्ट्स. But another example is Kardama Muni, who also wanted to fulfill the desire of his father, and he was also given the same service, become Prajapati and become progenitor and serve, increase the population in the whole world. But when the Lord appears and while benedicting him, he sees and he Lord sheds tears, which becomes Bindusaror. By Lord says that by seeing your devotion service. Or your love, he basically Lord sheds tear, and he also benedicts him that you are such a qualified person. I would like to become your son. I will appear as your son. So Lord appears in the home of the Kardam and Devahuti as their son is Kapila Dev. So this benediction he didn't ask, but in other case Lord also comes and gives benediction to Daksha also, but the Lord didn't become the son of his Daksha, or in other sense he didn't shed the tears after seeing the Daksha, but the motives and the devotion what he had he lagged. But the Kardama Muni was quite way ahead in devotion to the Lord than the Daksha Prajapati. That's why the same services, they approach the same personality, but they got the different results. Eventually, after fulfilling all their desires, where the Daksha remained at home, but the Kardama Muni, although Lord became his devotee, to set an example in the whole world, Kardama Muni leaves the home to achieve the success or perfect his life by performance of devotion service. These are the stories of the Srimad Bhagavatam which are mentioned. The devotee is leaving home and then achieving the perfection. But there are stories also where the Lord, devotees are staying at home, but the Lord comes at their home also. So just like, the Kardama Muni's home, Lord appears as his son. But in other, also there is a recent story that in the home of Pundalik, when he was serving his parents, he was such a devotee that Lord wanted to see him. And to see him, he comes his home. Not only comes, whenever the greater personality comes, everyone becomes jubilant. But he asked the Lord to please stand on wit. So brick, basically. So Lord standing at the brick, it becomes a vittal. But he is not only coming in home, still waiting for the devotees to give his reception or finish his duty, which was to serving to his devotee parents. After finishing his service to his parents, he eventually accepts the Lord, receives him, worships him, and performs other devotion service. This way, Lord is coming to devotee's home. In the Krishna Leela also, we see that Lord is visiting so many places. It is mentioned in the Bhagavatam that Dwarka was his complaint that all time you are coming and going, you are visiting your devotees, you are not staying here in the Dwarka, you are king of Dwarka, but you are not staying here. What they said that you are visiting Mathura, you are visiting other places, you are visiting Pandavas, Hastinapur and Khandoprastha, Indraprastha, but we are resident of here, Dwarka, and you are spending very less time here with us. So Lord also makes point that he visits his devotee and please them. So in this lifetime, one can mention, this is the stories mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam of Satyuga and other ages, where the people were very qualified and practices also mentioned differently. But in Kali Yuga, how to achieve perfection? For that there are three methods. Just like it is Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself incarnated, Supreme Personality of Godhead, and comes and gives the process of easiest process compared to all the ages is chanting the holy name. That can be done at only staying at home. You need not have to leave your home to achieve the home of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, or go back to home to Godhead. You can stay at home but still achieve the supreme perfection. Other example is staying at home. Lord is appearing in the form of deity, just like here he has appeared as a Vrindavan Bihari, Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, the Madan Mohan deities. They are appearing here to give us our facilities so that we can worship him and achieve perfection. Other form of Lord is mentioned in the Bhagavatam, the first canto, that Krishna Sudhamopagate Dharma Jnanadi Bisaha Kalau Nashta Drushamesha Puranarko Adunodita. Lord has appeared in the form of Bhagavatam also. To read the Bhagavatam, you need not have to leave your home. Anywhere, even anyone who has smartphones, he need not have to carry the big Bhagavatam set written by the Prabhupada. He just carry his phone while doing other activity. If he gets time, he can read that in the smartphone app also. So this kind of facility is given by the Lord. Holy name, Srimad Bhagavatam, deity form, and devotees. All the strong limbs of devotion service to achieve the perfection is given in easiest way. In the Kali Yuga, we can achieve perfection by staying at home only. For this, there are, once devotee mentioned, the formula of 22 and 2. What's this formula, 22 and 2? He mentioned that the kind of chanting you do in 2 hours, the attention you give to 2 hours of chanting where the Lord is appearing in the form of his holy name, the kind of attention you give to the holy name in 2 hours, that affects your 22 hours, the whole day's activities, your mentality, your thoughts, activities, interactions, every other aspect of your life, that will affect. And whatever you do in 22 hours of time, same activities will affect your 2 hours of chanting. So this is the formula mentioned by the devotees. If you are attentive in your 2 hours of chanting, you will be attentive in 22 hours of your dealing and your activities. If you are attentive in your 22 hours dealing and activities, you will be attentive in 2 hours of your chanting. It's synergistically or vice versa. It affects each other. So in conclusion, there is shloka in the Bhagavatam that the Lord is mentioned, that how the Lord is leaving home. Tyaktva sudustajam surepshita rabji lakshmim dharmishta ari vachasam yadagadaranyam maya murgam daita ipshit anmadhavat vande mahapurushte charanarvindam. So this shloka refers to three peoples: the Lord Ramchandra, Lord Sri Krishna, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to give this process. He has given already a holy name where we can, by staying at home, we can practice this Krishna consciousness and we can go home back to Godhead. Other incarnation mentioned in the, not only the first canto, but the 12th canto also. The Nar Narayan Rishi, from the beginning of this creation, they are performing the austerities at the Badrikashram. And why they are performing austerities? For a betterment of the human civilization. So that all the people of the world can be benefited. As we are sitting here, talking here, doing our activities, still these two personalities, incarnations, performing their activities in the austerities in the Badrikashram for our benefit. So remaining grateful to them, we did not have to leave our home to achieve perfection in our life. Just by, in this Kali Yuga, we can stay at home and achieve perfection by practicing these three things: holy name, deity, worshipping deity form, and chanting, reading Srimad Bhagavatam. So, in essence, when we are able to control our anarthas, as Gaurang Prabhu mentioned yesterday, this lust, pride, greed, anger, illusion. So, if we control ourselves, Nishiddha Acharya, Vaishnava Seva, Puja La Pratishtha, and Kutinati, if this conditionings, we can overpower somehow or other. This person, conditioning is also like our home, where they make us to do wrong things. If we somehow leave this home of conditioning to shift our residence to the home of devotion service, Krishna conscious activities, then we gradually achieve perfection, or in this life time we move from conditioned life to perfected life, from home of this conditioned material world to the home of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, which is Golok. And in this way, we can perfect our life. So, in essence, leave the home of conditioning to practice the home of Krishna consciousness. This way, we'll gradually evolve and perfect our life. Thank you very much. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Anantakoti Vaishnava Vrinda ki.